Steph Bos is on the line. I am so unbelievably pleased to finally be speaking to you. Good afternoon to you, Steph. Thank you for being with us today on 101.9 Chai FM.
Hello, it's an honor. It's an honor.
I have been an absolute fan of your music for so long, I cannot begin to tell you. I'm a little bit starstruck, so forgive me. Steph, talk to me about your music. Talk to me in particular about the fact that a lot of it seems to have a connection with Bible stories, Lit van Rut and others.
Yes, that's the way I was brought up. Eh? And even if you have, like, you change your opinion about religion, you always stay religious in a way. The stories of the Bible were sort of like formats in my youth. So when you start to write songs, you see that with Bob Dylan or with Leonard Cohen too. It always comes back to you. And it's like in the beginning, it feels a little bit uncomfortable. And then afterwards you think, yeah, but that's who I am.
No, it's quite incredible because it just resonates. I mean, I'm thinking of so many of us who've just heard that song. I suppose we're lucky because we understand Afrikaans. What was that? Was that song in Dutch?
Yeah, it's like the moment that I wrote it. It's about 10 years ago, I think. And I was like, I couldn't choose to sing it either in Afrikaans or Dutch. So it's like a mingled language. And I wrote it actually in Cape Town when I was standing in the row at, how do you call that? Binnenlandse Zaken. How do you translate that? In
Inland Affairs.
Yeah, Home Affairs.
Home Affairs, yes.
I had to wait for like an ID, and I had to wait so long for days and days. So I had a lot of time to write songs, and one of them was this song because I was standing there as the only white guy between black people from Rwanda or the Congo or Somalia. And I suddenly started to realize this is the first time I feel like a stranger. And then the ID of Ruth in the Bible popped up because she was like a stranger.
Absolutely.
Going to Israel and going to into a strange country. And it's, you know, we're living in a, now not at the moment with the COVID-19, but we're living in a world where borders shouldn't exist. And because of borders, you always turn out to be a stranger somewhere. And I like to be like a citizen of the world.
Steph, who would have thought we had the Department of Internal Affairs to thank for the Lit van Rut? Whoever would have thought? Gosh, I could have lived five lifetimes. I wouldn't have come up with that as an explanation.
Yeah, I discovered through the years you don't write a song behind your desk. That's what I thought at first. You know, you're like pretending to be a poet or something. You're sitting behind a desk with a glass of red wine and a candle. But I discovered on a certain moment you have to go into the world, talk to people, have experiences, and then suddenly something will touch you. But you cannot sort of like, some people talk about it like it's the muse and it's something very mysterious. It's not so mysterious to write a song. You just have to open your eyes and try to be open to what people say or what you feel yourself, and then you write songs like this.
That is interesting, Steph, because in my intro to you, I said you tell a story. When I listen to your music, I kind of feel reminded of the greats like Jacques Brel. People's music will be timeless because you're not writing some silly little song about love and lost love. You're writing about issues and feelings, and it comes across so strongly.
Yeah, that's what I try to. I think I'm not a musical racist. All kinds of music have a right to exist, also the bubblegum music. But like the part that I operate in, the spectrum, is more like you're trying to make something that is universal or that touches everybody. And then the subject is not love, is not only love. Like all the songs that are about love, I don't always believe them. But you have different kinds of love or hate or that you're mad about something or you're crazy about something or you don't agree. That like there's so many subjects to write songs about, and they can, it's not that they cannot touch. It doesn't have to be engaged. Only in this time it's difficult for me because it's a very confusing time. So surrealistic, the times that we live in. I think nobody of us know actually what's happening, what's really happening.
Sure. Sure, that's the difficulty. We all want to wake up from this bad dream, accepting it isn't. It's real.
Yeah.
Steph, talk to us about your connection to South Africa. What is it with you and this place?
Well, Simon, the first time I came to South Africa was beginning of the 90s, and it was via Afrikaans singer-songwriter Johannes Kerkorrel. And he was rather famous, like in the Afrikaans culture, as a protest singer. And I met him in Belgium on a festival.
Yes.
And I directly had a connection with him. A very nice guy, but also a good songwriter. And I was a little bit jealous about him, because in that time in South Africa, you had to make statements, like in his generation.
Yes.
And we in Western Europe, we were like very luxury brought up. We didn't have to make statements, that were essential. So, and then when I met him, we decided to, because there was a cultural boycott during apartheid.
Sure.
And then we decided to start to write a song in Afrikaans and Dutch and Xhosa, like to combine these languages again. So I flew to Johannesburg, I think in the beginning of the 90s, and I fell in love instantly with the country, with its complexity, with its beauty, and it for me, like South Africa, is the world in pocket format, with all its beauty and its social struggle and other struggles. So I fell in love, and then, yeah, I also met my wife there, and then you're finished, eh?
So, I mean, I'm just interested, do you spend some of your time here still, or are you based solely in the Netherlands?
No, I play, most of the time I play here in Europe. But I think we try to stay as much as possible in South Africa, and our children are South African too, South African and Dutch, and they go to school in Cape Town, like for half of the year. We try to do that as long as possible, and they go to school here over in Europe. So the connection is very deep, and still it is. Eh?
And just in terms of your music, because it's so interesting, because so much of music that one hears, one gets tired of, yours actually just grows more and more on you. So a song like Witsand, I mean, that's just as South African as you can get.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, like, the interesting thing for me as a songwriter, because I was born in Holland, I moved to Belgium, and then on a certain moment I moved to South Africa. When you're in a certain country, you start to write different. Like the whole...
Interesting.
When I was in Witsand, it was like I think around the year of 2000. I was a bit in a transition period in my life. Like when you're 40 years old, you have to learn that you have to be who you are. And before that moment, you try to be who you want to be, or you think you have to be, which is also good. Eh? It's not a judgment. But then around 40, you have to go to the essence of things. And then I stayed in Witsand in July. It was winter. Yeah. It was very cold, actually. I didn't expect it there in the Cape Shores. And I was on my own for 2 weeks. And then I was looking for words. I thought, what should I write now? And then on a certain moment, I think at night, I was looking at the stars of the Southern Hemispheres, which are, incredible. Eh? And then these words started to come out of myself, like came beyond me. They came falling from the sky, as we say in Dutch.
No, I hear you loud and clear. Steph, we're going to run out of time, and I do want to play out with your very favorite song of mine, which is a song called Die Taal van My Hart. It's a song that speaks to me enormously. I had lived in Melbourne. I was very dislocated. I would walk around that ugly beach in Melbourne listening to Die Taal van My Hart over my headphones, missing home too terribly. What caused you to write that song?
Actually, that's a nice story, because the first time I went to South Africa and I had to cooperate with Johannes Kerkorrel, I was like, I'm very Calvinistic brought up, so I always have to work. And I was in the airplane and thinking about, like, I have 5 days to write a song with him. Maybe we don't come up with a song, so I have to get something in reserve. So on the way to South Africa, I wrote the lyric, and when I came there, I sort of had the melody already in my head, but then we came up with another song, me and Ralph Robbie, Johannes Kerkorrel. So this one actually was born on my first trip to South Africa, somewhere above the clouds.
Magnificent song, Die Taal van My Hart, the language of my heart. Steph Bos, thank you so much for speaking to us. I don't want to run out of time. I want to play your full song, but thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Thank you, Steph. And now I hope you enjoy Die Taal van My Hart by Steph Bos.
Chai FM.
Kijk, de zon staat aan de hemel. Dit is het einde van de nacht. Ik was verdwaald in het donker. Vond mijn weg terug op de tocht. Vroeger was ik rijk aan woorden. Ik ben verstild, ik ben veranderd. Maar mijn stem blijft branden. Dit is het vuur, jij mag je warmen. Gebroken, gebroken en verward. Dit is de taal van mijn hart.
Ik kijk mijn spiegelbeeld zien val. Ik leer een scherpe grond.